From the bleak, barren, inner-city tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard. The Mischke Broadcast, transmitting live from the last 90 feet of St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
Bingo. Dan!
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm okay.
Good.
What you got?
I got a couple ideas.
Good. Here. I need ideas.
Okay. I was thinking of this one here.
Uh-huh.
Guy's on a cell phone.
Guy's on a cell phone. You got that, people?
He's in the drive-thru.
He's in the drive-thru. Ha-ha, I like it.
He's going to see how long he can keep that high school person on that speaker.
You know what? You're onto something. I'm going to modify it slightly.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen.
All right.
You're going to go into the drive-thru with your cell phone, and when you get up to the speaker, you say what I tell you to say.
Hey.
All right?
That's good.
And we'll give away tickets for that. That's great, Dan. You're getting a four-pack just for coming up with the idea. Give Dan four tickets. Now, we have 7 four-packs still. And by golly, I think this is going to be fun. If you're out driving around and you have a cell phone, why don't you drive up to a fast food restaurant, get up to the speaker, and say what I tell you to say. And because this is a real expenditure where you might have to purchase something, although feel free to drive away and not spend a dime, I will give you 2 four-packs. I'll give you 8 tickets to that game. You guys could have a party. Whoa, ding, howdy. Here's the deal. You pull up to a Wendy's, a Burger King, a Hardee's, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, whatever you got out there, Porky's sure fine. You get up to the window, not the window, the speaker, and they say, welcome to Hardee's, could I help you? And then you say you have the phone up to your ear, and I'll tell you what to say. And you say it. And you're going to a Saints game August 8th. Yipty, dipty, dipty, dipty. Hello.
Hi, I'll do it.
All right, where are you?
I'm on Highway 5 going up to 7th Street in St. Paul.
Okay, turn the radio down.
Okay.
And are you near a fast food joint?
I'm coming up to one in about 5 minutes here.
Okay, hot diggity. kill the radio and let's make some magic.
All right.
Which one are you coming up to?
I think there's a Taco Bell up here.
Taco Bell has your order. Make a run for the border. You know, when I was a boy, they used to have a commercial when it was Zapata's, and it would start out with a sound of hoofbeats, and a guy would say, "You've come to the Rio Grande of your life." That was very powerful, powerful commercial, because I still remember it all these years later, and it hasn't been Zapata in a long time. After Zapata, what was it? 4, 3, 2, 1. Zantigo.
Zantigo, yeah. I remember that. I was pretty young then.
Yeah, that's when you could get a cheese chilito. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get you up to that window or that speaker.
I came in late here. What do I have to do now?
What I tell you to do. What you have to do is you have to go up to the speaker, and then after I hear her say, "Welcome to Taco Bell, can I take your order?" I'm going to tell you the lines, and you just repeat them. I'll be saying them in your ear.
All right. I'm not going to get arrested here, am
no.
I? No. I got another 2 minutes. I'm right coming up to the Fort Snelling right now on Highway 5.
Hang on a second now. Lori's next in line at a Wendy's. Hang on. Let me put you on hold briefly. Hang on. Lori? I did? What an idiot. Where's Lori? I'm sorry. Lori?
Hello?
Where are you?
You had me on hold too long.
Damn! I feel like an idiot! These opportunities, they come and they may not ever come again. Where are you now? Well, I never got your name. Doug? Pete?
This is Jim.
Yeah, it's just Tommy show.
All right, I'm coming up to Taco Bell here. I'm just about to turn in here.
Tommy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm coming up to a, believe it or not, a Zan Kegel.
Well, first one to the speaker.
I'll tell you, I don't know if you knew it or not, but there still are 7 Zan Kegels in the Twin Cities.
You're kidding.
Nope. I go there every day for lunch. And I'm going to get my ass up. I'm going to get my butt up there and get a Toledo.
Okay, hang on before you do, okay? Who's on what line, Knucklebone? How is this a party line?
All right, I'm at Taco Bell.
All right, get up to the speaker.
All right, hold on a sec here. I'm just pulling around the corner.
You'll have to say this fairly loud because these people are kind of deaf.
All right, hold on a sec here. Okay.
Okay, wait till I hear her. I haven't heard her.
Hold on. Hello?
He said, wait a second. Yeah, he said, wait a second, right?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, he said, wait a second.
Yep.
Get ready. Say these things right after I say them. I'm going to give you several things, but I'll give you one at a time. So say...
He's got me on hold still.
Okay. There is a tremendous amount of suspense here. I'm feeling
it. There's tension in the air.
Yeah. It's a tightrope. I'll take a buckshot sandwich.
A buckshot sandwich?
A wagon master.
A wagon master.
A buckshot sandwich.
A buckshot sandwich.
Ranch fries.
Ranch fries.
I'll also take a trail boss.
Ranch fries.
And a trail boss. I want a trail boss.
A trail boss.
And a six-pack, and make it quick, we're burning daylight.
And what was that?
And a six-pack, and make it quick, we're burning daylight.
He wants me to leave.
Tell him that you'll leave when you're good and ready.
I'll leave when I'm good and ready.
Fat ass.
Yeah. Oh, he's mad at me now. He's mad. I got to drive right by him.
Go up to the window and hand him the phone.
You want it?
Go up to the window and hand him the cell phone.
All right, hold on a second. You're on the radio. Someone wants to talk to you. Where is it? It's the radio. Hello?
Hi, was that guy being abusive?
Hi.
Was that guy being abusive?
No.
Oh, that's my son, and he's not well, and I don't know what's going on, but he told me that you wanted to talk to me.
Okay.
And
I don't even know who you are.
Oh.
I'm working Taco Bell.
Oh, that's my son.
All right, okay.
Would you do me a favor? I'm coming in with the money. He hasn't eaten in 2 days. He was a runaway. But
okay.
I need him to get some food, and if you could just get him a buckshot sandwich, a trail boss, a wagon master, some ranch fries, and a six-pack, and make it quick. We're burning daylight.
Okay. Well, okay. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Looks like you're not going to eat tonight. You're going hungry, but you're going to the Saints game. That ain't bad. Hang on.